Ravi Singh is the head of the Australian Sikh Association. He represents a faith that's considered a minority religion in Australia, but is the fastest growing. He says despite its rising popularity, it's still widely misunderstood in the country and is often vilified by some members of the public.
Sikhs look different to a normal person wearing turbans and sporting beards. So in a way, it's a very difficult situation for growing kids, especially in the schools.
Legislation proposed by Australia's Parliament would have offered protection to people who felt exposed because of their own religious beliefs. And such discrimination in their workplace, school or university would have been banned. But critics argued the bill would enable prejudice against other groups, including gay teachers and students, and should cover all forms of discrimination. It was amended to include laws preventing religious schools discriminating against students on grounds of their gender and sexuality. That caused division in federal parliament and the bill was shelved.
Politics should be left out and it should be all about people who they serve. So at the end of the day, everybody should be treated equal.
Some community leaders say it's not just a matter of discrimination, but also of safety. Since the massacre of 51 people by a gunman in an attack on two mosques in Christchurch 3 years ago, members of some religious groups say they feel targeted, and this bill offered greater protection.
Women are concerned about wearing the veil and stepping outside because of the attention that attracts, the vilification, etc. And certainly we've had direct reports where women, for instance, think twice before they step out.
Many in Australia consider the country promotes a multicultural environment, but there are no national laws specifically protecting people against religious discrimination.
If they're raising concerns and they feel that their rights are being undermined, their religious rights, then it's something we should take seriously.
The religious discrimination bill may be shelved for now, though some faiths are hoping that federal parliament will revive it. But given the contentious nature of the debate, that's unlikely to happen anytime soon, and a federal election is expected by May this year. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.